Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of activists marched on the U.S. city of Boston in opposition to a planned free speech rally that featured right-wing speakers, heavily outnumbered the few dozen people who showed up for that rally. VOA's Carolyn Brasuti was there for the events.
I'm in the middle of groups that have signs like Build the Movement Against Trump, Join the Socialists, End Racism, End Capitalism, Black Lives Matter. They're all carrying signs. The police made them dump all of their protest sticks that the signs were on because they considered those to be potential weapons. The Boston police are determined that there will not be any violence today, like there happened to be in Charlottesville, Virginia last week when one woman was killed when a van plowed into a group of counter-protesters. These are the counter-protesters, and that is why police are on high alert. They are on bicycles. They are on foot. They are in cars. They are making makeshift barriers with various roadblocks.
VOA's Carolyn Prasuti. Police in Spain and France continue their search for a 22-year-old Moroccan national who they believe was at the center of Thursday's terror attacks in Barcelona that left more than a dozen people dead and more than 139 injured. Police believe he is the leader of a 12-person jihadist terror cell. President Trump says his administration has made decisions on how to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says a new strategy would protect American interests in the South Asia region, and details would be forthcoming. This is VOA News. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future of relations with Afghanistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future. And this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan is unilaterally fencing the nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous Afghan border. Afghan government opposes the border fortification plan because Kabul traditionally has disputed the demarcation drawn during the former British rule of the Indian subcontinent. United Nations and international agencies are racing to aid tens of thousands of survivors of last week's catastrophic flooding and mudslide in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown. Experts warn the city is vulnerable now to cholera and other diseases. We get the story from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
A World Health Organization spokesman, Christian Lindemeyer, warns people affected by the mudslides and flooding are vulnerable to outbreaks of cholera and other waterborne diseases.
Flooding has damaged or can damage or cause overflow to sanitation facilities, increasing the risk of waterborne diseases. Flooding creates breeding grounds for mosquitoes and can cause, or most likely does cause, an increase in malaria and other vector-borne diseases.
Lindemeyer says the WHO is providing psychosocial care for traumatized survivors, as well as safe burials and trauma and medical care. The UN Children's Fund is providing emergency sanitation work, and the World Food Program is distributing food to thousands of survivors. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Experts are saying questions have come up about the future of U.S.-South Korea's security alliance as the nations take different approaches to North Korea, despite the fact that decades-long relationship remains robust right now. Questions about the strength and resilience of the Washington-Seoul relationship loom large after South Korean President Moon Jae-in declared August 15th in a TV speech that there would be no military action on the Korean Peninsula without the government's approval. Moon made his statements after President Trump suggested the possibility of fire and fury like the world has never seen if North Korea continues on its current path of weapons development. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.